The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
I'm delighted to be joined in studio again by Helen Vaughan, psychotherapist with Maynooth Counselling. Helen, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Frank.
Now, yesterday we went through a number of tips, and this is as part of our three-part series in relation to mental health going forward. In January of 2019, people may be looking to make changes in their lives, and we had 10 simple tips that people could do to improve the way they live their day-to-day. And today we're going to be talking about the imposter syndrome. And for anyone out there, including myself, I'd never heard of this. What exactly does that mean? What is the imposter syndrome?
Well, it's kind of simple in a way, but can take a while to get your head around. So it's basically when you feel like a fraud in a situation, like I'm going to use work because it's an easy example, but you feel like a fraud because you fear you don't belong in a situation or you're not good enough, say, for a job that you get. Like, say, for example, the first time you sat in for Matt on this show, you probably felt like an imposter. And in a way, you kind of were because you're sitting in for someone and it's their regular job.
Well, I remember, funnily you should ask, because I remember getting a phone call the week before I first filled in for Matt. And I actually thought they were taking the mick. I thought it was on Dermot and Dave and I thought it was a prank. And this really resonated with me. It's that little bit of doubt, isn't it?
And it's self-doubt. It's usually, you know, it's fueled by low self-esteem, possibly low confidence, or a feeling that luck or a fluke has got you this far. And then they ask you, say, to do this, which for you is the next step. And you're like, there's no way. They're going to turn around and start laughing.
I'm going to get found out. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, that's not unusual to have that when you first fill in. But say you're filling in for Matt, you know, for months or years, and you still have that feeling a year later and you've done it enough times that you know you can do it and you know how to do it.
Then it's a real problem, isn't it? Yeah.
That's when you think this is imposter syndrome. This is because, I don't know, I don't feel good enough to be in this role. So I keep waiting for him to turn around and go, here, is your man not supposed to be doing, I don't know what, out the back with the bins or something, rather than in here presenting the programme? It's, you know, it's a feeling like, can you accept a compliment without rejecting it? I'm not asking you personally, but in general, you know, and I
don't get too many of them, but but yes, yeah, I think
it can be a big female thing as well, that someone says, oh, you look really nice today, that's a lovely top or something. Oh, it's from whatever shop and it cost me £2 7 years ago.
I always kind of put that down to an Irish thing, that we're not able to accept compliments. But do you think it might be something
that can be a bit of this? If you know, if you have a negative kind of inner voice that robs you of the joy of accomplishments, or you know, that you can't believe that someone actually thinks you just look nice today. It's not because you got a really good deal on this top from wherever for £5 or £2 or whatever.
One of my best pals wouldn't accept Christmas presents as a child because he felt he didn't deserve them, which is truly tragic. And
Which is probably imposter syndrome for a child.
Yeah.
The thing with it is it often, so they say about 70% of us have experienced it. So that's 2/3. Michelle Obama spoke about feeling it recently, which I thought was amazing because it proves that everyone has a level of it in some instances in their life and that it's not unusual. But the key is to be aware of it and not to believe it, not to say to yourself, do you know what, I'm not good enough to be on The Last Word presenting. When in fact, you clearly are. You've been doing it now for a while. You know, you've prove that you can do it. I shouldn't pick on you for this, but it's just a good example.
No, it is a good example, and I'm happy for you to use it. And another example, Padraig Harrington, famous Irish golfer, The Chimp Paradox. Have you ever heard of this book that he swears by? And I've actually read it on his recommendation. It's a book by a man called Dr. Steve Peters, and it's basically this notion that we're all born with a little chimp, and that chimp stays on our shoulder throughout our entire life. And Padraig Harrington said it resonated with him when he's standing over a difficult shot. And he's got a big crowd there. Take, for example, the British Open. And he's standing there. And this little chimp is telling him, Padraig, you're going to be found out here. This is going into the water. This won't work out. And it's about finding ways. And the book teaches you skills to quieten that chimp. It's very interesting. I think you'd like it. But
yeah, well, that's a similar thing. It's a negative inner voice that's constantly feeding doubt, feeling self-doubt. It can be linked to the assumption that everyone else is laughing, everyone else is successful, everyone else is great, and I'm the only one who's feeling this, and I'm the only one who's the fluke or the liar or the whatever it is that you've decided. But the other thing with it is to notice it and listen to it and not to believe it as a fact.
And once you have identified it, and that is one of the most important things, is to accept that you have this imposter syndrome. But what can you do then to tackle it?
Well, the key first is obviously to notice it, become aware of it, start to hear it, not believe it. So you're not just taking it as a fact, which a lot of us do with our thoughts. We just believe them and think, yeah, I do look terrible, or yeah, I'm not going to get this shot into the green hole, whatever the golf thing.
That's just a hole. Yeah.
So the first step is to notice it, become aware of it. It can be helpful to write down your thoughts. So to start to note them down when you hear this chimp or whoever it is, negative inner voice saying things, write them down, see if there's patterns, see if it's around particular things for you, places, jobs, people, certain people, maybe, you know, sometimes you feel pressure in certain social situations, not others. Social anxiety can be another one, or you feel like an imposter in a fancy restaurant or whatever, you know, when I'm sure you earn enough to go there and, you know, whatever. But it's an interesting thing that comes up in all sorts of different situations. And then you can learn to challenge your thoughts. But I would say, if possible, do that with a therapist rather than having these negative thoughts and then fighting with yourself over the negative thoughts, if you know what I mean. Because so that's two layers of negativity. To try to do it with someone else, ideally a therapist, someone who's trained in CBT, which is what works on your cognition, your thoughts, your behaviours, your feelings, and then your physiology, so how your body reacts, because they're all kind of intertwined. Something happens, you have a thought, oh, I feel like an idiot here. Then you have a feeling, you feel sad, depressed, hurt, whatever, and then you have a behaviour, withdraw, you run away, you do something. So that's kind of the cycle of events as they happen.
And is it a difficult thing to do, to change that inner voice, that voice that's telling you you're rubbish or you're not going to be able to do this, and just throw a positive slant on it? Focus on the positive, as opposed to, it's like when you walk out of an exam. We've all walked out of an exam and thought, oh my God, I did rubbish. And you're just focusing on all the questions that you didn't perform very well in. And you might do perfectly fine in the exam because you're not focusing on the ones that you did do well in.
Exactly. So it's kind of catastrophizing, which is considering all the negative but not considering the positive. And I wouldn't say it's easy to do, because a lot of these negative automatic thoughts are things we've had since childhood that were drummed into us as kids, or that we've developed in ourselves based on people around us who might have criticized us or whatever. And then you take those in and they become innate in you. You kind of internalize things around you. It can take a while. There's a great book, actually, the book I was going to recommend for the next one, CBT for Dummies, is a really good book that can take you through it, that you can just read yourself. You don't need a practitioner or to be a practitioner to go through the different steps in terms of how to do it. What I would say is try not to challenge yourself too much too soon, because that you're just fighting in your head then, as well as feeling negative. So that kind of adds a couple of layers. But once you get the hang of it, another woman who's really good at it, who used to be on Today FM, is Niamh Fitzpatrick. She's a brilliant talk on YouTube. She was at Zeminar, which is like this youth seminar they have every year. And she talks about useful thinking, which is basically not to think, I'm going to go from negative thinking to positive thinking. I'm going to try to go from negative thinking to useful thinking. Am I being helpful to myself? So say, for example, Delonian facts. Is it a fact that Padraig Harrington's not going to get that shot in the hole? No, it's not a fact. How many shots out of that type of shot does he get in the hole? I don't know, 50%. So is he focusing on the glass half empty when he could focus on the glass half full? You know, half the time I get it, so maybe I'm going to get it. So it's trying to be useful and helpful, because it can be hard just to go from negative to positive.
And the book is called...
Well, actually, the book on this, CBT for Dummies is great, but also The Imposter Phenomenon is the book about the woman that kind of came up with it, who's called Pauline Rose Clance. You'd probably only get it online. You probably wouldn't find it in your local shop. But it's The Imposter Phenomenon, Overcoming the Fear That Haunts Your Success.
Okay. Helen Vaughan, thank you again for dropping into us today. Such an interesting topic, and you'll be joining us tomorrow. We'll be discussing ways of improving your work-life balance. That's something I'll definitely be taking notes of. We'll see you then. Thank you very much, Helen.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.